going to be dropping a lot of music. The hair industry is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah.
And many times when we do this show, a lot of blacks will call in and say, well, the Koreans are taking over. Well, is that true, or did we allow them to take over?
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of that, man. The Mexicans taking our jobs. The Koreans taking our jobs. Is this really?
Yeah.
Everybody taking our jobs. But we can't get up past 11 o'clock. Before 11 o'clock. A lot of us.
Carla Jeanette said, most black salons don't have any customer service. They don't care who support. I don't care who I support as long as I get treated well and they have customer service skills.
Yes.
When you walk into a black-owned salon, they tend to look you up and down before they speak to you. I can't stand going into any black salon business because I know what type of treatment I will be getting. All right, that's one. His Ridicule R says this, I do care about who I support. The thing is, you would be pressed to find a black-owned beauty supply store depending on where you live. I have become more conscious in general about supporting businesses owned by blacks and Caribbeans. When I do find them, the service and quality of the products must be right. I won't support them just because they're black. Whew. One more by Queen Sheba. She says, in my experience, I have found the Korean beauty supply stores seem to be a lot cheaper than most black-owned supply stores. As far as a beauty salon goes, this is how I ended up with my locks. My appointment was at 3. I wouldn't get in the chair until 7, and I wind up being there at 10 o'clock at night before I'm able to leave. Black salons really need to manage their time better. Multitasking is not one of their best skills.
Unless it's talking on the phone.
We can keep blaming people all we want. Okay? I'm not competing against Tom and Steve. I'm competing against everybody.
Yep.
I want to be the best, period.
Yep.
I'm not just competing against other black stations. We're number one, period. Because we serve everybody.
That's right. We're here on time.
I'm here when I'm sick. Okay? I'm chatting live. I give you all everything I got every day. We don't take off a single break. Every song has got to be perfect every day.
Yep.
When we learn to have that kind of commitment, we're going to win. If other people from other cultures come into our country and to our neighborhoods and do a better job of serving, or sometimes just do a better job of pulling their resources together, then we get what we deserve.
Yeah.
On the phone line with us right now, Devin Robinson is in the building. What's up, Devin? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Michael? How you doing, George?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, it's good to have you back on, D.
Yeah, it's always good to be here. Always good to be here.
Listen to my reaction to this. Devin, when are we going to do better with this, man?
I don't know, but I've been getting the threats for the past year, Michael.
Yeah. Tell us why.
Well, because I'm an advocate. And I'm trying to get out there and, you know, help people get the stores open, and I'm releasing the secrets. I'm revealing these secrets. So I've been getting emails and phone calls from angry retail owners.
What do you think is going on, Devin? First of all, let me tell everybody who Devin is. He's the author of How to Become a Successful Black Beauty Supply Store Owner. Tell them how you got into this business and what the book is about.
Well, I got into the business because I got thrown out of a Korean-owned beauty supply store. Mm. I owned a salon in Atlanta, and I was shopping for my salon, and the guy grabbed a golf club and threw me out because he thought I was going to steal. Meanwhile, I was in there shopping for my salon.
Wow.
So that's why I created these systems and courses and books to go ahead and be their worst nightmare and
so,
to be an advocate for, you know, beauty supply stores.
So what do you think if I put your number out there, like a million people would call you for advice, right?
You would think.
I mean, you would think. I mean, George, am I right or wrong? I mean, this guy has some answers.
Right.
Like a million people should call him, like, right away.
Certainly 1,000.
At least, you would think, yeah.
Let me give you the website address, and we're going to talk to Devin some more. www.takingitbackblack.com. I like that. www.takingitbackblack.com.